This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms in the month of October. If you are joining us any time of any year in October, we are always celebrating our birthday as a network. We started 3 years ago, and instead of having anniversaries, I am celebrating birthdays. I think birthdays are so much fun. And so we are a fairly new network. And to keep on with that theme, I'm going to be introducing you today to three of our newest podcasters on this network in 2016. I'm excited about that. And, you know, it's amazing to me because as I look back on the history of the network, the history of my company, Media Angels, who is the sponsor today for this podcast episode, I am just so blessed by the people that have come alongside me and made this a reality. This network does not happen on its own. It doesn't happen with just my work, but it happens with the work and the talents and the gifting that God has given every single one of the podcasters on this network. And 99.9% of the people on this network were invited. Some people end up finding me, and it just works out to be such a blessing. And one of those podcasters that's joining me today didn't even know he was an answer to prayer, and that is Mr. D-Math, Dennis DeNoia. He's coming on in just a little bit. So what is our format today? Well, I have some virtual guests, and our topic today, and you can find the show notes on this as well, and that is the five keys to homeschool success. And, you know, this episode totally summarizes the different podcasters on this network. I really don't know how else to put it, but I love these guys, and everybody is incredibly busy running their own podcasts, running their own businesses, some from home. Some actually have an office and a place where they do business. Many of my podcasters are on the road traveling. And as I share this with you, I mostly podcast from, my office, which is upstairs and was my second oldest child's bedroom, actually, that I converted into an office when she grew up and got married and left home. And so, you know, we come from different places. Some of us are still homeschooling. I have my youngest that is still homeschooling and is taking a few classes at the local college. Others of us are, completed their journey and are still here sharing with you about their homeschool journey. So today we're going to talk about five keys to homeschool success. And the reason I was just really engaged as I was listening to the audios that you're going to be hearing in just a bit is because everybody has a different take on what they consider is the most important thing or specific key to a homeschool, successful homeschool. And so I'm going to give you my first homeschool key when we right now, and then I'm going to share my most important one with you at the very end. Then I'm going to share some of the podcasters and their take on their points on, you know, what they consider important. And the reason I was smiling was because Dennis came up with five, Seven Sisters came up with five, and Jan actually followed the instructions and came up with one, because I figured if each one of us came up with one key, you would have five keys. So instead, as is usual with my podcasters who live very busy lives, is everyone has a different perspective. Even if we are all talking about homeschool success, we all have different perspectives on what we consider important. And that's why my last key, I think you'll agree, is a very important key. Of course, we all, like I said, think our keys are the most important. Well, I'm going to start with my first one. And the first key to homeschool success for me is relationships and having a great relationship with God, with your spouse, and with your kids. And I think that will greatly influence how you consider your homeschool, whether it is successful or not. I remember at times stopping all of our homeschool lessons because of someone who wasn't getting along with their sibling or just an attitude issue. And I would say to my kids, it doesn't matter how much you learn. If your relationship isn't right with your brother or your sister or with me or with God, then it doesn't, you know, academics has no meaning for me. And I believe that that was one of the reasons that I also continue to homeschool. And what I consider a successful homeschool is our family getting along. And I think that a lot of people would say that, well, homeschooling doesn't give you the ability to really teach your children to fit in. And I would say an answer to that is we don't want to fit in. We want to stand out. And we want to stand out in a good way, not in a negative way. And that means when we go places or when we interact with other people, we want our relationships with them to be carried on from what our relationships are with home. And I believe God gives us that training ground in a home. One of the things my husband says, and he is a very wise man, is he tells our kids, home is your safe place. Home is where you are nurtured and where you are encouraged. The world isn't going to love you like we love you. And if you are not safe here and you are not loved here, it is difficult for you to go forward and love others, which is why it's important that we get along. And so those are very important keys in our home. And we're going to listen now to Mr. DeMath as he shares with you his five keys to homeschool success.
Hello there, vintage homeschool moms. This is Dennis DeNoia from Mr. DeMath and More, the podcast series. And happy birthday, Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. You know, it's kind of like my birthday as well. I'm the baby of the group. I'm brand new to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. I hope you get a chance to check out what I do. Not new to education, but new to the radio show. So I'm here today to talk to you about five keys to homeschool success. Number one for me is probably going to sum it all up at once. This for me is the most important one. Of course, make it be number one. Let's start with that. Let's not build up to it. Let's cut right to it. Number one, discover what you and your child's learning styles are. If you've got more than one child, as most of you do, then guess what? Not only is your learning style one way, but your children are all going to have different learning styles. You might have one that's the same as yours, but likely they all learn a little differently. They all hear what you're saying a little bit differently. Some of you are nodding your heads right now as you're hearing what I'm saying. There's typically three kinds of learning styles, and these are pretty easy to work with: the auditory, visual, and hands-on. Get online and find learning style inventories that you can take. Find out how to talk to your young people and the best way to interact with them with their curriculum when they're learning. You'll find that once you learn their learning style and how to talk to them based on their learning style, homeschooling will be a breeze for you and for the young person. They're going to have the best education possible because you're talking to them in the way they learn. Okay, so there's my number one, quick and easy. It's my number one for sure. Here's number two, a key to homeschool success. Create a weekly review with your children. Why would you do that? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, it provides amazing accountability. What do I mean by amazing accountability? Your young people know, your children know, that they're going to review with you at the end of the week what they worked on, what worked well, what didn't work so well. And when they're reviewing with you, they're working on their presentation skills. But they're going to be able to tell you what they learned about, how they learned it, and what they could have done that might have improved what they could work on for the next time. What it does for you as a mom is that you know that you got everything done that you intended to do for the week, and just in case you forgot that one little thing you were going to work on or whatever it was, this is your time to go back in and provide that accountability back into the week so that you can have it scheduled for next week so things don't get dropped out. Well, there's number two. Number three, you've got to love what you're doing and love what you're learning. Yes, indeed. Love what you're doing, love what you're learning. If you're a homeschool mom, you already love what you're doing. You love your children. They love you back. So just love what you're doing and keep reminding yourself, I love this. Sometimes you might forget. You might have to tell yourself, I really love this. Love what you're doing. It will love you back and your kids will love you for it forever. Number four, because you love what you're doing, because you're creating those weekly reviews, you've discovered and learned about your child's learning style. Trust yourself. I promise you're doing the right thing. You're doing the best thing possible for your young people. You love them more than anyone on the planet. Because you do, you've got their back. Trust yourself. You're the mom. You know what's best for them, and you know how to interact with them. Okay, here it comes. The last one, number five. The fifth key to homeschool success. Matter of fact, this applies to just about anything. You want to achieve a goal? Here it comes. Don't quit. That's it. Stick with it. Work with it. Ask questions. Feel free to get advice. Go to those groups. Do all the things that people are going to tell you to do, but stay in the game. Don't quit. You want to be a role model for your kids, what it looks like to hang in there. Take something that sometimes doesn't look like it's going to work out and turn it into something extraordinary. Don't quit, and your young people won't quit on you. Well, there you go. I'm Mr. D from Mr. D Math and More. Catch me on my podcast. Happy birthday, Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Vintage Homeschool Moms, have a great day.
Well, I just love that, and especially Dennis's last point, don't quit and stick with it. I really think that that is the key to so many different things. Like he said, you can apply that so widely in life, and I just love that. Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from the seven sisters, or three of them anyway, and Jan Bedell. We'll be right back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another labor of love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz, and I am so excited today to be presenting the first of our five podcasts in the month of October. That is our birthday celebration. As I said earlier in this podcast, any time you join us in October, we are celebrating our birthday celebrations. And this one happens to be our third birthday. You can go to ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com to find lots of great giveaways. We usually do a really big bundle, and this year is no different, as well as a cash prize for one blessed winner. And today we are talking about five keys to homeschool success. This is episode 155, and you can find it on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And so earlier we heard from Dennis DeNoia with Mr. D Math, and his podcast is already launched as you hear this. And then our other newer podcasters, they've been with us for a few months now, and that is the Seven Sisters. So they have a very unique sense of humor. So let's listen in as they share their five tips for homeschool success.
Hi, listeners of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is Sabrina Justison.
And Vicki Tillman.
And Kim Smythe.
From the Homeschool High School Podcast.
First, congratulations on another birthday celebration of our network.
We are
pleased as punch
to talk to you today about five tips for homeschool success.
Our first tip is that you should know this.
There is not one right way to homeschool.
Our second tip is set goals, but enjoy the journey.
Tip number three is you are going to need lots of prayer.
Tip number four is be sure to plug into your community. Whether you need to build one from scratch, plug into one in your neighborhood, or
listen to
the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network
for support and encouragement. You'll need it, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Homeschooling is more fun when we help each other along the way. So for some encouragement from your big sisters, be sure to visit us on
the Homeschool High School Podcast,
brought to you by SevenSistersHomeschool.com. And happy birthday to
the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.
Well, I have to agree with the Seven Sisters that they really have it right. When I first heard about the Seven Sisters, if you're not sure who they are, you really should go over and listen to their podcast. But we are the Seven Sisters. There's only six of them. And we heard from three of them today, Vicki, Sabrina, who normally podcasts, and then Kim Smythe, who joined them for the broadcast. Love Kim. I met Kim and Vicki at a conference some years ago, and they are just delightful. And so, you know, a lot of things go into homeschool success. And again, it is really important that you set those goals, but understand that if you're not reaching them, that's okay. You know, we have to really sometimes set down our expectations and allow God's blessings to flow through. I remember a time as an early homeschool mom, and I felt like I was just losing control of my classroom because we built a house on a couple of acres, and our property flooded. And whenever we got a really big rainstorm that year, there was a lot of standing water. We don't have it all the time. In fact, when we built our house and bought our property, there was not a lot of standing water. So it was a big surprise to us to find out that the 6 Mile Cypress Slough, the area in which we live, does indeed flood from time to time. And we are blessed that our area especially is prone to flooding. Well, not flooding like in the house, because I have a wise husband, as I shared with you earlier, and he is also a builder, and he built our house up, you know, quite a few, you know, it's called courses. So we're five courses above, you know, higher in the land, and just in case. And it was a smart thing that he did. But it was really amazing to me that when it rained, all my kids wanted to do were go outside. And they had these boots and this little wagon, and they would go around the yard and just collect all kinds of things that washed into our yard, such as turtles and fish and frogs and just an unbelievable menagerie of things. And so they used to keep a tank filled with live animals in the garage, because at that point I was not writing about science, but I always laugh and say, yes, I wrote science materials and curriculum, but I believe science should be done outdoors, especially if anything is alive. So it was, you know, at first I was really distraught because I thought, gosh, we're not getting through our workbooks and we're not finishing, you know, all these things I had planned that we're supposed to do. But then I realized how much the kids were learning, and that actually really taught me a lot. Even though I have a background in education, a degree in education, I found that I was learning from my children, and I was learning that real academics happen at times outside of the classroom, and that They were the inspiration for my first book, Teaching Science and Having Fun, because I learned so much from their love of learning. Well, let's listen to our latest podcaster as I share this with you, and that is Jan Bedell. As you listen to this audio, her show will be launching mid-October. So if you're listening to this audio at the beginning of the month, just know that her show is coming. And Jan is going to be podcasting on brain training tips. So let's listen to what Jan has to say.
Hello, listeners of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is Jan Bedell with a new show on this network called Brain Coach Tips. As a new host this year, I want to offer Felice and her team of hosts congratulations on another birthday celebration for this very practical and informative network. I'm thrilled to have this opportunity to talk to you today about the foundations of learning that can be key to bringing success to your homeschool. Some people think that curriculum is the foundation, but this is not the true foundation of school. Neither are the particular teaching techniques or the amount of time you spend on a particular subject. The foundation of all learning is not even the IQ of the individual, although all of these things can have influence on your success. The real key to success in homeschool is helping every child have a good developmental foundation in the brain. The brain controls everything you do, so we really have to start there. For over 20 years, I've been training parents, adults, and other professionals to stimulate the brain to make it function better. We call this the neurodevelopmental approach to life. So whether you have an infant and want to make sure the foundational development is happening, a preschooler that wonders where their school is when schooling them is not even on your radar, a gifted child that you want to give all the opportunities of that giftedness, or a struggling or labeled learner that needs to catch up to peer level of function. The neurodevelopmental approach to life is for you. This is why my weekly program is called Brain Coach Tips, as we take on these subjects and teach you simple ways to stimulate the brain at every age. You might ask, what do you mean? Aren't children born with what they have, brain-wise? And as long as we feed them well and keep them safe, the rest is pretty much predetermined? That is what folks in the past thought, but we now know that the brain has what we call plasticity. This may be a new term to you, but it's simple to understand. It's the ability of the brain to change and grow throughout life if it is stimulated properly. If you think about it, you know the brain can change even when a person is older, because if this were not the case, a stroke victim would not be able to recover function. With stroke victims, the healthy part of the brain takes over the function of the damaged part. This is like constructing brand new roadways in the brain because the bridge is out on the current road. What does this have to do with success in homeschool? Well, the way the roadways in every person's brain are formed and organized, the way it receives information, processes that information in their short-term memory, and then stores that information so it can be retrieved and used, can be influenced by some very easy-to-accomplish activities. This kind of specific stimulation can build superior roadways in your child's brain, no matter what the age. So their brains work like a well-tuned car on a superhighway instead of resembling a covered wagon plodding over a bumpy road. An organized upper and lower level brain, good short-term memory, and efficient storage is key to every individual's success in school and in life. Each of these key aspects of brain development can be enhanced and influenced to work better if you just know how. You might wonder, would this help a child with ADD, dyslexia, or other learning challenges? The answer is absolutely. And even those that don't have a label, but parents know something is just not quite right with this smart child of mine, it will help them too. So tune in each week for Brain Coach Tips podcast, where the neurodevelopmental approach to life comes alive and teaches you how to stimulate those little brains in your house so life and learning is easier.
Well, I just love that. And Jan has a really good handle on developmental foundations and learning. And as you can see from this example from Dennis and from Sabrina and Kim and Vicky, as well as from Jan and myself, we are all so different. And that's what makes this podcast network so awesome, because you are getting podcasts from people with a lot of different perspectives on even the same question. So I am very blessed that they've all agreed to podcast on this network, and you can find their shows with links in the show notes on episode 155 on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Well, as promised, I told you I was going to share what I consider the most important key to a homeschool that is successful. And for me, that is you. What do you consider important for homeschool success? If I was able to come into your living room and interview you today, what would you tell me is your key to homeschool success? And I'm going to invite you today to go to the network on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com and find this episode, episode 155, Five Keys to Homeschool Success. And I want you to post there, because you can comment on each one of our posts, just one of your keys to success. What do you think is important? And I would love to hear from you. It is such a blessing for me to come to your living room or your smartphone or on iTunes or Google Play or podcast app or Stitcher or any of the places you can find our podcast. And that you've given us the blessing of listening. And I just want to hear from you. I want to hear what you have to say. And as always, you can email me at felice@mediaangels.com. If you follow our e-zine, you get it once a month. Once a week. And it would be nice to have it only once a month. But once a week, you'll get an e-zine. And that gives you some freebies you can download, as well as the list of all of our upcoming podcasts for that week. So thank you so much for listening in. I hope the show has been a blessing, and I can't wait to introduce you to the rest of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network hosts. And I want to thank again Dennis DeNoia with Mr. D Math, the Seven Sisters, Vicky, who came on today, Vicky Tillman's, Sabrina Justison, and Kim Smite from the High School Homeschool Podcast for sharing their hearts with us, and Jan Bedell with her podcast, Brain Coach Tips. Thanks so much. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.